From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Heavy rains and storms this week across the Midwest have caused widespread flooding and severe damage in many areas, and thousands of people are without power. Several states have been hit, including Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In many areas, flooding is expected to worsen as creeks and rivers continue to rise. We'll have several reports today on the effects of the storms. In a moment, we'll hear from communities in Iowa and Illinois. But first to southeast Michigan, where homes and businesses in several communities around Detroit are underwater. From Detroit Public Radio, Joan Silvey reports.
As the National Weather Service predicted yet another afternoon of heavy thunderstorms, 67-year-old retiree James Albert of Dearborn Heights is spending his fifth day dealing with one of the worst floods he's seen while living in his ranch home in suburban Detroit. Albert says his son first told him his house was flooded again after nearly an inch of rain fell in less than an hour.
He come over here and come in there, woke me up, said, "Your whole backyard is, your whole yard's flooded." I said, "Oh, no." And I looked down here, and it was already coming in, and my pump wouldn't take it all.
The sump pump couldn't handle the heavy load and left his basement with nearly 5 feet of water. Much of it is finally drained since last Friday, so now Albert is slowly stacking his ruined boxes of clothing and old furniture to the curbside. Inside the house, he walks down his basement stairs and surveys the muddy wasteland of ruined appliances.
You can smell the odor from the water, you know, and the mildew. I was trying to use a fan to blow out the, kind of air out the furnace and the hot water tank. And I hadn't got to messing with the washer and dryer yet, but I'm pretty sure it's ruined.
400 homes like Albert's have been flooded in Dearborn Heights. Two nearby communities, Taylor and Allen Park, have also seen hundreds of homes with flooded basements since Friday's near-record rainfall flooded nearby rivers and streams. The heavy rain included reports of tornadoes and numerous thunderstorms. Over the weekend, heavy winds knocked over power and telephone lines. Now about 18,000 metropolitan Detroit residents are waiting to have power restored. Emergency workers in Detroit's outer ring suburbs in Macomb County are also trying to clean up from severe flooding. Numerous roads in Macomb County have been impassable since last Friday. More rain is predicted this week in Metro Detroit. Public safety officials are hoping the rain will be light so cleanup efforts can continue. For NPR News, I'm Joan Silvey in Detroit.